Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The center fielder, Boots Day. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ron Fairley. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Bacabella. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Stoneman. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Bill Stoneman. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The first baseman, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Carmen Fanzone. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gene Heiser. Batting eighth. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bert Hooten. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bert Hooten. And now, play ball. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Jorgensen takes first base on ball four. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There goes Jorgensen. The throw from Hundley and he is safe. Jorgensen steals second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 2-0. There's a wild pitch. Jorgensen moves to third. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bailey takes first base on ball four. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Fairley hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Williams hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Monday takes first base on ball four. Williams moves to second. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Fanzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Williams moves to third. Monday moves to second. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Williams scores. Monday scores. Fanzone moves to third. It's 2-0, Cubs. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Heiser is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of 3-0-2. Singleton takes first base on ball four. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bacabella hits a fly ball into right field. Heiser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fanzone juggles the ball. That's an error on Fanzone. Singleton moves to second. Bill Stoneman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneman bunts towards the mound. Hooton fields it and throws to first for the out. Singleton moves to third. Foley moves to second. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fanzone juggles the ball. That's an error on Fanzone. Singleton scores. Foley moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Cubs. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. That run is unearned. It's Expos, 2, Cubs, 2. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Day is 0 for 1 in the game. Day takes first base on ball 4. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jorgensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hundley hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Hooton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hooton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Day. Kessinger reaches second base with a double. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 2. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bailey. The throw from Hundley and he is out, Kessinger applying the tag. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairley hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Singleton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Monday is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Monday hits a line drive into right field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fanzone hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 2. The Expos will come to bat. John Bacabella batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bacabella is 0 for 1 in the game. Bacabella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bill Stoneman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Stoneman is 0 for 0 in the game. Stoneman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Stoneman moves to second. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Day hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stoneman scores. Hunt moves to third. It's 3-2, Expos. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Heiser is 0 for 1 in the game. Heiser hits a line drive into right field. Fairly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 2. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bailey is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Bailey is called out on strikes. 1 out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 2 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hooten fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bert Hooten is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hooten is 0 for 1 in the game. Hooten strikes out. 1 out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kessinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 2 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 2. The Expos will come to bat. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bacabella is 0 for 2 in the game. Bacabella hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Foley is 0 for 2 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Stoneman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Stoneman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stoneman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fanzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fanzone hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fairley. Fanzone reaches second base with a double. Monday moves to third. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Cardenal is walked intentionally. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Heiser is 0 for 2 in the game. Heiser hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Monday scores. Fanzone scores. Cardenal moves to third. It's 4-3, Cubs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hundley hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cardenal tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Cubs. Bert Hooten is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hooten is 0 for 2 in the game. Hooten strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hunt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Day is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Day hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hunt moves to second. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Jorgensen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jorgensen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cardenal. Jorgensen reaches second base with a double. Hunt scores. It's 5-4, Cubs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Bailey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jorgensen scores. It's Expos, 5, Cubs, 5. Dan McGinn now pitching. Clyde Mayshore pinch hits for Ron Fairley. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mayshore strikes out. 2 outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Singleton hits a fly ball into right field. Heiser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde Mayshore now playing right field. Mike Marshall now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kessinger strikes out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 3 in the game. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cubs 5. The Expos will come to bat. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0 for 3 in the game. Bacabella hits a line drive into right field. Heiser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Foley is 0 for 3 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGinn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Kessinger. Foley goes all the way around to score. Marshall moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 6-5, Expos. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hunt is walked intentionally. Ron Woods pinch hits for Boots Day. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Woods hits a fly ball into right field. Heiser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Jorgensen hits a line drive into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Woods now playing center field. Rick Monday batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall fires to first and picks off Monday. One out. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fanzone is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Fanzone hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Woods settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Heiser is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Heiser hits a line drive into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cubs 5. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bailey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Bailey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Bailey. The throw from Hundley and he is safe. Bailey steals second. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mayshore is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayshore hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bailey moves to third. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Singleton is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Singleton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bailey scores. It's 7-5, Expos. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0-for-4 in the game. Bacabella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Singleton moves to second. Jack Aker now pitching. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to third for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Wine now playing third base. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hundley is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hundley hits a pop-up, foul, towards the mound. Marshall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Shamsky pinch hits for Jack Aker. Art Shamsky batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Shamsky takes first base on ball 4. Don Kessinger batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kessinger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Kessinger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Beckert is 0-for-4 in the game. Beckert hits a fly ball into right field. Mayshore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.